Yo, what can it be? Yo, we stay in tune, like Do Re Mi. Yo, I got my ghetto papers since before you little capers. From where it all began, when you first caught the papers, like a triple X style, we make the world get hot.
Welcome, everybody, to BLCast Episode 3. It's been a little delay, Christmas time, you know, we've been hanging out with family, so we couldn't get the cast out soon. We actually did record a episode with Hodot, but due to some unforeseen circumstances, we had to delay it. But we are here now, and we have Electric.
Yes. Am I far enough away from the mic? I don't think so.
Electric, you sound like you are underwater.
The first episode, everyone says, Camel's mic needs to have a better mic. So what do we do for the second episode? We make everyone's mic sound like shit.
It was like a psychological thing.
It was.
The point is that the third episode, I plugged in my mic,
and it still sounds like shit.
It sounds almost identical to my old mic.
Mm-hmm.
So
that worked out.
Great job there.
Yeah.
All right, enough bitching. Let's get to our guest.
We have a guest. He's been playing for quite a long time. He mostly frequents the creativity board. He's made plenty of music packs. He is a great composer. Or just a great artist in general, and one of my best buddies, Plastaware.
Aw, thanks. Hi.
Hi.
So Plastaware, I know that you might be, you know, ready. Oh, fuck.
I'm ready to fuck, if that's what you're saying.
Are you ready to fuck with me?
I'm ready to fuck, man.
With me. Your penis and mine interlocking like a snake.
I'm ready to fuck you in the sense of like we both go get chicks and then we fuck them together.
That was what I was saying.
But there might be a little mixing. There might be a little mixing during the.
Ew! But like running in a smoothie or something. What the fuck? Mixing.
Mixing.
If you are both having sex with two women, you have to. You gotta have a barrier where no penises or vaginas enter.
You gotta mix those juices together, you know what I'm saying? Get a nice...
I'm gonna keep my juices as isolated from your juices as possible. It would be false to say there are no girls on the internet, obviously. There have been girls on Blockland on many occasions.
Fake.
Bubblegum, Stocking, Carol.
Fake. They're all fake.
Okay.
We've got to descend. Until we get nudes with the...
There are no
timestamp.
But let's be honest, there have been a lot of fake girls on these forums, and recently we had a pretty big one.
Gyro.
Miss Tara. Gyro.
And Miss
Jack. He actually is Sasha Gray. I'm pretty sure Gyro actually is Sasha Gray. Proof. He sent me proof, so sorry. Miss Tara, aka Watson, was a very shitty attempt at pretending to be a girl. So shitty, in fact, that it only fooled about two people. In the drama thread on Miss Tara made by Ravencroft, if you'll notice, the last post of the page by me says it's a dude. I just want to remind everyone of that because I was right, obviously, because it has the same IP as Watson.
I know. I'm the form detective when it comes to alts.
I'm like Seven Sandwich. I'm a fucking form Sherlock.
I was talking about myself.
Fuck you. Celery.
That's the second.
And it's funny that it's Watson and you're talking about Sherlock Holmes because, you know.
I didn't even know I was making that joke. Okay, here's what.
It was
really
Watson all along. No shit, Sherlock.
Here's what pissed me off. Ultimately, Here's my gripe with it, because a lot of people were saying, like, why can't he just pretend to be a girl? He's not breaking any rules. And I agree. If you want to pretend to be a girl on Blockland, go for it. It's been done a million times. But if you go on someone's Facebook page and pretend to be them without their consent...
That's creepy.
That's when I'm like, I'm not about that, you know? That's when it gets creepy.
It is really creepy. The whole thing.
Yeah, and that's... Like, that's where I draw the line. I think people were like, you're being an asshole. I'm not being an asshole. It's fucked up to her.
I know.
Random chick.
And I know I really stayed on this point the whole time, really. But seriously, if you post, like, 150 times in 24 hours, It's an alt. And that's fucking ridiculous.
Here's what I say.
200 posts in 2 days.
Nobody like posts that much.
Nobody. Except Nightfox, maybe. On a good, on a really good day.
The first day Nightfox joined, really he probably didn't post did that many
mega thread.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think
I was going to say.
Well, I think the most I've seen someone post besides that was like some BDX alt or something who posted like 80 times in one day, I think it was.
Anyway, everyone has their own theories. But yeah, Miss Tierra was foiled, evidently, in a very just like, okay. Trifax. The people who were fooled were Trifax, Unwritten Calendar, maybe some other people. I don't have any negative. I might have slung some things at Trifax, but that's because he was kind of acting like condescending to me when I knew I was right.
He was white knighting. He's very white knighty.
He's very white knight, but I don't want to say that because I don't want to burn any bridges. But like,
well, I've got nothing to lose, so I don't give a shit.
I did send a picture of him of Trifax's face on Zeus from Wrath of the Titans, Liam Neeson, just to once and for all. But it was just like, okay. So once again, someone who said they were a girl turns out not to be. The cycle continues, and yet every time there's a 40-page drama.
Well, and it's not just pretending to be a girl. It's faking who you are. I mean, it's not that they pretend to be a girl. It's that they've. Well, I mean, it was that because they, you know, they might try to get free games from it. But I mean,
yeah.
I mean, remember the whole taboo thing when you pretended to be like. What, 25 or something, teacher. Like an English teacher, and he turns out to be like some 17-year-old kid.
The thing about that, well, the reason why I'm not too mad about that is because he later admitted like it was just for the lulz. But Watson really wanted people to believe he was a chick. I don't think he was doing it because he wanted to troll people. Yeah. You know, he wanted to get that weird status. So that's what I'm like. I'm a little. I shy away from that. So that's basically what happened with Miss Terra. I'm not going to expound too much on it. I think I already said enough in the thread. But yeah. Once again, fucking block it. We're detectives. We'll find out the truth.
I know, and it wasn't even that hard. I just messaged Bad Spot, and I was like, hey, I was just wondering if this is an all of anyone. And he was like, yeah, it's Minotaur and Watson. I post that in the thread, and everyone's like, well, you know, it could be his brother or his neighbor.
It could be someone stole his IP using the internet.
He hacked his IP.
There are certain red flags in situations like this, and most people aren't just like, hey guys, I'm a girl. You know, it's
Well, it's like 10 posts in, he posts like a picture of some chick.
Yeah, he was saying that he was a Blocklander's fiance, which is, well, let's be honest. Just kidding, Brughugger got married, so it can happen. Contrary to popular belief, we can get girlfriends, all right? Just not me.
Or me.
Self-deprecation.
Well, yeah, we're just a bunch of people. Well, because you like men, that's why.
True, I can get a boyfriend in a second. What? Just one just popped out. It's like Shantae, half genie hero. Let's
get to
another story. This episode really is this episode is going to be called Liecast because we have another story of great lying, but this one from the king of lying, Zedro.
He's a compulsive liar.
The king of lion.
He's
the
lion king.
The lion king.
He's
fucking hilarious.
Flashdoor bringing the gold.
This is radio podcast gold. I keep saying radio gold. Yeah. This isn't radio.
Totally not radio at all. Okay, this one.
We ain't on the fucking airwaves here. We can say whatever the hell we want.
Fuck
shit.
Pirate radio.
Fuck.
Whoa, we can't say shit.
Yeah,
we can't. Shit. We can only say shite.
Stop saying shit, then. Jeez, you're gonna get us canned.
We're gonna get shut down, dude.
Then they're gonna shit us out. Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Shit.
Fuck. Shit.
Okay,
potato.
Let's move the fuck on.
Okay. Okay, you cunts.
Taters.
Let's do this.
Okay. Listen. Okay. So, Zedro, we all know his antics previously. He pretended to have a car, right?
Why would you do that? I don't understand. What is there to be
gained?
That's like using
Shutterstock. Well, he just wanted people to know he got wheels, you know?
I know, but...
So Someone might send him free Steam games. Hey, I like your car. Here's Bad Rats. It's not going to fucking happen. He pretended to have a car.
He pretended to make a hosting service. He pretended to make an add-on.
But this one is the best. He pretends to be Funk Daddy 97. Basically, what he did is he found a person who looks like a total faggot on Instagram. And then he said, that person looks like the person I want to be. I'm going to post that on Blockland. And then posted it on Blockland without even removing the fact that it was linked to Instagram. Like, he didn't even fucking try.
Funk Daddy 96.
Funk Daddy 97, actually. Funk Daddy 97.
Why would you do that?
I apologize. What is really the game? True Funk.
True Funk.
Well, if you want to know, if you want people to know that you're funky.
Jesus.
Then you play Toe Jam and Earl for the Sega Genesis.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
This episode is no way sponsored or endorsed by Toe Jam and Earl.
And then people in the thread were just making fun of posting stock photos and like, hey, it's me, guys. Just not even fucking trying. So, once again, Zedrow, humiliated.
That's like using, that's one step away from using Shutterstock.
That's really like getting a picture of Nicki Minaj and be like, yo, my girlfriend got a cake and ass. And people, you know, it's not going to work, dude. We can reverse search in a second.
So I lost 9 unusuals yesterday.
Oh, damn, that sucks, man.
Yeah, I got hacked. He sent me a link. This guy on Steam sent me a link. And I didn't click on it, but it gave me a virus.
Well, you know that can't happen if you don't click on links.
I clicked on the link, and I got a virus. He sent me a link, and I got a virus.
Oh, so he sent you a link to virus.com.
Yeah, I didn't click on it, but it gave me a virus anyways.
So you didn't click on it, but you did, but you didn't. That makes sense.
You're saying the link for The Legend of Zelda showed up, and he had a virus, and he sneezed on you.
Yeah. Yes. Are you saying that, Fen? Well, guess what, Fen?
I have AIDS now.
We don't believe you, Fen, you lying sack of potatoes. This Fen guy is one heck of a car, isn't he? So, what happened? He lost 9 unusuals, and then he said he claims the guy scammed him?
Yeah, the guy sent him a link to, like, some virus software, and then... Or like he sent him a link that gave him a virus, but then he said he didn't click on it because you know that would make him look really stupid for falling for the scam.
He's implying that there is somehow that you can send a link through Steam, and thus it being there, it can infiltrate your computer.
Yes. So it turns out what actually happened is he lost his 9 unusuals gambling in. Something called spy crabbing, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think
Team Fortress.
You can rarely spy crab, which is
it's a taunt that I think the spy does, and like if you, there's a betting thing that people do, and if you get the special taunt, then you lose.
Yeah, so he did that and he lost his non-users because he's an idiot, but he said I want to make sure I get them back. So he claimed the guy hacked him. So kind of a scummy thing to do. And then someone posted like, this is the end of the world. You only lost about $193 worth of stuff. There are people who lose so much more. And then Fen responded, you are the biggest dickhead in block in history. Go fuck yourself.
He also has 13 houses too.
Yeah, he takes
care of 2 of them. And it's pretty easy, apparently. But he can't afford 9 unusuals.
It's pretty crazy to think he has 13. I only have 20. So, like, you know, that's pretty good. Plaster, how many houses do you have?
I have 17.
Fucking queer.
Peasant. Faggot. Just kidding. So that was pretty funny, and then he locked it. But then it got real because he posted a topic about his dad having cancer, right? So apparently his dad has blood cancer and only has 1 year left to live. And the thing about this topic...
He's had it for 5 or 8 years.
here's the thing. I am very risky. I don't want to risk making fun of him too much yet, because in all situations, there's always a small chance he might actually have cancer. You know, there's always that small chance, so you kind of want to be wary, but it doesn't seem very logical. Like, the fact that he's totally, oh, yeah, no, I'll get a video of my dad saying he has cancer. I'll do it. I'm going to do it. And then he didn't do it. Like, okay, what?
Why would you do that anyways?
Yeah, he said that he would tell his dad it was for a school project, which, that's a weird school project. Hey, Dad, I have a school project. I need you to say to the camera, Fen on Blockland Forums, I am his father and I'm going to die in a year. Can you do that for me, Dad?
It's a social experiment.
It's social. I don't think it would work. I don't think his dad would comply.
Well, I mean, then again, Boomerang Dog's dad did hold up a sign after his son tragically killed himself.
If you will remember, Bimmerang Dang's dad,
aka Pass,
was in fact smiling. Well, I always forget that's Pass. Yeah. Giving a little a wry grin.
He wasn't smiling. He was doing that fake thing where you put your lip out and like that pouty look.
Oh yeah, he was like, my son died. I'm so sad.
That's what he was doing. My parents are dead.
Batman. I'm Batman. So I really hope he's not joking. Okay, well, no, that's a terrible thing to say. I hope he is joking.
I know.
I just realized how fucked up that is. Here's what I meant. I hope his dad really is gonna die. No, I'm saying I hope that he's joking about this, but at the same time, if he isn't joking about this, that's a come on, dude. Like, I don't think I've ever lied about shit like that on Blockman. I've probably said some things that were not true. But I would never, ever even begin to try to put that into people's minds that my dad is about to die, you know?
Yeah. You know, I have cancer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Interesting fact.
I've had it for like 10 or 20 years, I think.
Either or.
Yeah, one of those. I'm going to get a video of myself saying that I have cancer for a school project.
Interesting actual fact on the side here. My father is a breast cancer survivor. A male breast cancer survivor. There are a few of those.
And mm-hmm. Doesn't he have... He only has one nipple.
Yeah. Jolly old St. Nicholas.
I always thought that'd be interesting to have one, because he'd be like... Someone's like, I'm gonna punch you in the nipples. And like, good luck. It's either or. Oh, if someone gave him purple nipples, they'd only get half the pain. So he's like, you know...
So I'm gonna go ahead, try.
I'm going to get two nipples of pain. He's only going to get one. That's pretty fuck cool. So, hey, good on you, Plastic. Where's that?
Two nipples of pain sounds like some kind of...
Is it like a measurement of pain? Like, there's like...
Yes, there's two nipples. Two nipples of pain.
So, if you get your leg... If you're getting your leg cut off as like 1,000 nipples, and then getting...
No, 1,000 pairs of nipples.
Oh, that sounds hold on. 1,000 nipples, so it's only 500... I don't know.
Nipples of fury.
Starring Nicolas Cage. That was just going off.
Wow.
Nicolas Cage. Huh? Huh? Mm. Jolly old St. Nicholas?
Gaze into my nipples of the future.
Instead of where the nipple is, it's like some special... It's like a third eye, kind of.
Oh, like a psychedelic thing? Like, yeah. He looks like, gaze into my eye. Please.
And it wasn't actually cancer. It was the third eye trying to get out. But it was blocking its way.
Would your dad be an alien life form? I just want to know. Just want to clarify.
He's a clairvoyant. He's a god. He's an Indian god.
But when you look into where his nipple used to be, you can hear sitar music.
Dad, what the fuck? Oh, sorry. What?
Sorry, I was just staring at your. I was just staring at your nipple stub.
Every once in a while, like, a carpet will come out of his nipple. He's like, fucking... pulling it out like one of those, like, magician tricks where just the cloth keeps on coming. Anyway. Blockland.
And a genie sometimes pops out.
Yeah. Shantae comes out and he's like, hey, I'm a half-genie hero! And then Electra starts beating his meat.
What happens is like that blue or purple smoke starts coming out, and he has to like cover it before a genie comes out. He's like, shit, not right now. Fuck.
Blockland, that game where Plasterware's father does something.
Game where Plasterware's father only has one freaking nipple. Okay.
The game where Shantae is not in it. So let's move on.
Is it Shantae or Shantae?
Well,
I'm gonna call her Shandy.
On the title screen of the third one, she says Shantae and the Pirate's Curse.
Oh, Shantae.
Like,
I want to
Shantae like, and the Pirate's Curse. And it's
yeah,
like,
those games are fun.
Press start, and it's like
press start to watch me do a butt wiggle.
Beat the game in only 2 hours and get a, to see her in a bikini.
Really?
And come everywhere.
Really? Oh, dude, I want to get this game now.
Metroid ripoff.
Yeah, every game with a female character is Metroid. Fucking Left 4 Dead has Zoe, Metroid ripoff. Lara Croft, Metroid ripoff.
Well, they shoot things too, so.
Yeah, also another Metroid ripoff.
In seriousness, though, Shantae, gameplay wise, is very, very Metroidvania.
I like that game. I don't think this is gonna. Whoa, Electric, can we please keep it as homoerotic as possible?
Oh, yeah.
See, you gotta be careful around pictures of Shantae, because if you're not careful, you might get the gush.
The gush. Plasterware?
Yes.
That is the greatest term in the history of everything.
See, the gush is a rare condition where... The gush is a rare condition where upon ejaculation, you just do not stop, and your body.
In the supermarket.
No.
He was thinking of Angelina Jolie. That's when the gush struck.
No. It only happens with Shantae.
Yeah. You see, if you masturbate to a picture of Shantae, there's a chance that you may acquire the gush, wherein your body shrivels up and you die. As your body dedicates all of its resources to converting all of your bodily materials into semen.
That'd be an awesome way to go. Like, there's like starving to death and getting shot, but the gush, hey, I'll take that.
So, Blockland 2014 was a depressing year.
Yeah, a lot of shit was said.
A lot of bad stuff happened. We got RTB going away. FELT's left.
God rest demodded. God rest his soul.
We got Man of Reason enacting unbelievable atrocities.
Atrocities.
Upon the forums and the master server. Countless minutes lost.
Countless seconds gone.
At least half an hour. At least half an hour.
At least half an hour I could have been building or playing in a trench war server.
And of course, all the loss as well. And the server crashes.
In the eyes of the angel. You know the song that Sarah McLachlan has?
Mm-hmm.
Let's put that in post.
In the arms of the angel, fly away.
Never forget those brave, we lost.
McLachlan got on Steam. That's pretty tight. Green
light. Yeah.
That was good.
A year ago.
But it was still 2014, so it still counts. But then it all just went downhill from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing was the Steam rollout was a disaster. I mean, there were unbelievable glitches and, like, it's just so many problems. And the Mac version, apparently, is still just broken right out of the box. And that's actually what contributed to Effie leaving, really.
My point is that I'm not trying to be a doomsayer here. But it seems like, you know, Blockland has been around for so long. I don't know how much longer it's going to be around. And I do hope that it lasts for as long as it needs to be. But if I wouldn't want Bad Spot to just be like, you know, ugh, I have to update Blockland. I don't want him to act like that way because I don't feel that way. So I would if he just wants to quit it because he hates doing it, I would rather prefer that than him just, you know, doing it because he feels this kind of shitty obligation. Honestly.
You should sell it to Disney.
I agree. Should.
You know what he should do? He should make it open source and just let us have it.
That would be the worst idea ever.
That would be a clusterfuck. Can you imagine?
Holy shit, that would be...
And choose our admins? Tazuni!
No, I'm saying, like, making it open source would... God, it would screw up
so much
stuff.
You already have BLHack. We don't even need more shit.
Yeah.
On a brighter note... Talk about what's good. Let's talk about some stuff of the week.
We're going to talk about some. Let's talk about some add-ons.
I think you know my favorite add-on of the week.
Well, first off, we got to talk about Guns Tetrakimbo by Carbon Zypher.
Carbon Carbon Cipher. I've always liked his name, Carbon Cipher.
Yes. Cool. It is 15, I think? 15 guns in a circle. And it shoots now, 15 bullets.
The reason why I like Guns Tetrakimbo is because it's probably the most realistic weapon we've had on block.
14 guns. I screwed that up.
Yeah,
well, it's Tetrakimbo, so, you know, the Tetra part means four.
Because I really think that, you know, Blockland is just full of these people making these unrealistic, crappy guns, let's be honest, but I'm happy that he kind of pulled through and brought back the realism Blockland needs, which is why a 14-gun gun, you know? In all seriousness, no, that's a fast gun.
It is.
And it was the first add-on of 2015, right?
First add-on of 2015? Of the
good
week
job.
Is anime add-ons by Pump Maker 2.
Oh man. Oh. Whew. Dude, I fell in love the moment I saw.
They're so
my
freaking
girls.
Adorable.
You've got Yui, Muggy, Azusa, Mio, Mitsu. Azusa,
name I can't pronounce.
Yui, Nadaka, and June. Oh, baby, I just want to have. I just want to play with the. I just want to. Can we cut?
Everywhere.
Anti RP, baby. Build of the week has got to be Artemis Mark 1 by Train and Space Lover. Really cool aesthetic style. Love the colors. It's simplistic, yet it has something about it that it reminds me of the old days. I really like it.
Yeah, it's like an old V8 build with add-ons. Nice.
We've already said that before, so but we're saying it again.
We're saying it again, because
you know what? I would like a server with like 10 of those and have like a dogfight on them. That'd be cool.
I think we're kind of coming back. You know how like in history and art, like there's always the new thing, and then they always rubber band back to something old, and then there's the backlash. I think that's what's happening.
It's a renaissance.
It's a renaissance. We're hearkening back to the V8 days.
Harkening.
I think we're going to see more. I think we're going to see more of this.
I just want to hearken. I just like hearkening to things. You know,
should see someone about that.
Oh, baby.
You
can hearken me any day.
Hearken on my dick!
Bitches be hearkening on my dick.
I think it's about time we ended this podcast, guys. It's been about 4 hours.
It's only been like three.
I just want to say, guys, 2014, another year gone. 2015, it's going to be one hell of a year.
I can't wait for those self-lacing shoes.
Can't wait for those self-lacing shoes.
I'm going to be mad if they don't make those.
The hat update, if it ever comes.
That's got to be... Hey, you know what? That is coming.
It's got to be around the corner somewhere.
When Half-Life 3 and that thing are going to come out the
same day. It's coming, and so am I.
Oh.
Gush.
Oh, the gush. He's getting pre-gush syndrome.
I gotta say, guys, quote of the week, no contest. Miss Tara in the You Laugh, You Lose thread saying, "Stop, my," in parentheses, "clitoris, not penis," end parentheses, "can only get so erect," exclamation point. Brah fucking vo, Miss Tara. You really certainly hid your identity to us.
That was good.
Yeah,
that was a good joke.
What?
And it goes to show you that even fake women are not funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit!
Good.
Smackdown. You should listen to Chelsea Peretti. She's funny.
Funny looking.
Literally end your life. Mistake.
You're a mistake.
So, who wants to go for pizza?
I do.
I wanna fuck all of you.
That's inappropriate.
We're gonna end with a lovely song by Plastiware, written in OpenMPT, and it's called Bluegrass Land.